Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
You see, we are capable, any and all of us, of all kinds of evil. And we're praying, God, deliver us, because we're surrounded by evil every day in this world, in this agenda, in this life. But what if evil's already has you? You say, you know, I want to be delivered, but I'm already in the middle of evil and I know it. How do I get out of the trap? I've already made the wrong choice. What do I do? What do I do? What is the way? What is the way we move out of this trap? What are the steps we have to take? That's what we want to know.
The truth is, your life is under divine protection. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young shares the rest of his message, Temptation, and shows you how you can find deliverance from any and every sin in your life. So keep listening. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in a moment. Before we get to Dr. Young's message, the God who created you in His image desires an intimate relationship with you. But we weaken that relationship when we fail to exercise our mind in loving Him. Dr. Young wants to help you tap into the riches of your relationship with Christ with his four-message series, Know the Bible in the Beginning. It'll help you engage His truth with your heart, soul, and mind. We'll send you a copy of Know the Bible in the Beginning as thanks for your gift today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and people all over the world through this program. So call now to request your copy when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So, we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. And you can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. How has the Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Temptation, Part 2.
I had a professor of archaeology, Dr. Mark Lovis. He didn't just teach archaeology. He thought we were supposed to know everything about the Bible. He had all around the room, he had a map of the Middle East. And he used a pool cue for his pointer. That's the reason I liked him. And so he could literally stand there and say, let me tell you about happened at Ephesus. Bang! And he'd slap that cue and, I mean, he'd be right on Ephesus. He could do it anywhere on the map. He was amazing. Brilliant guy. And he gave all kind of tests. He said, I'm a leopard, you can't spot me. That was his phrase. Can't figure it out. He gave one test, a final exam I was in. He wrote on the blackboard, write. Just write. And what do you write? I don't know what you write. So everybody looked at each other, write. What kind of test? Oh, I just outlined the course, best I can remember it, and filled in a few gaps and he was a master at testing. Life tests us. Look at it. I want to see how it works. Still stay in our little book of James, still the first chapter. Look at verse 2. Consider it all joy, my brethren, Christians, when you encounter various trials. See? Test. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, strength, and let endurance have its perfect result so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. We are tested in life so that we will grow stronger, better equipped. And tests come in so many, but in various trials, the word various there means we may have tests, a moral test, health test, family test, business test. We're going through a testing time. All of us in different ways and different degrees. Sometimes they're hot tests. Man, this is big. Sometimes they're sort of a moderate test. Sometimes they're sort of an easy test. But we're all being tested. Why? So we'll grow stronger. That's why we take a test. We go and we take the test and we pass the test or we fail the test. And I'm thankful that God retests us, aren't you, for retesting? Didn't have that when I was in school. They do that now. Some professor, well, you messed it, go take it again. Boy, if they'd had that, well, don't tell him what we'd have done. We're retested. That's the reason we work out. Man, I had pneumonia, you know, for a month. Now, they wouldn't let me do anything. You see, exercise is my cocaine. I'm addicted. I hate to confess that to you. I'm absolutely addicted. It's a good addiction, I think, but I hate it. Man, I don't want to get my tennis shoes on. I don't want to get on that machine or jog or lift those weights. It's painful. I don't like it. But see, I'm addicted, and I do it because it helps keep the temple in good shape, doesn't it? It helps us feel better. It's a good addition. And we go through the pain, but the pain that we go through, say, lifting weights, if you're bench pressing and you're bench pressing like this, you know, numerous times, like Wallace, 400 pounds, you know, repeated there on a bench press. I mean, he does it until it hurts, but it wasn't somebody got on top and pushed down on that weight. You see, that would be the opposite. That would be the negative effect, another kind of pain, and this is the positive effect. So testing and temptation, you know, they work together. And so Jesus is praying, deliver us not. Deliver us from all evil. Lead us not into temptation, into tests that we cannot mature and grow up with. Don't give us tests more than we can handle. That's what he's praying. Then he says, the second clause, deliver us from evil. I'm thankful that we worship a God who delivers us. Aren't you? We're delivered from evil. By the way, the word evil there can mean the devil. It can mean an evil thing. It can mean the evil one. We are to be delivered. And by the way, we might be delivered from all kinds of evil. You know where you'll find, by the way, one of the most honest group of individuals anywhere I've ever heard about? In the upper room. Remember when Jesus said, one of you, you're going to betray me. And what if I stood up here and said, somebody here is going to be Judas. Somebody in this place is going to be Judas. What's the first thing comes to your mind? Well, I can tell you one thing. It's not me. Right? I'm not going to be Judas. Are you? But what did those apostles say? They said, Lord, is it I? Is it I? Am I the one? That's an honest group of people who'd followed Jesus for 3 years. They got it. You see, we are capable, any and all of us, of all kinds of evil. And we're praying, God, deliver us because we're surrounded by evil every day in this world, in this agenda, in this life. We know that. All of us know that. We need to be delivered from this. And by the way, you say, well, I just couldn't help it. We've got a problem with that. I want you to look with me quickly here in the book of Corinthians, chapter 10. We need this verse. Verse 13, no temptation, no testing, has overtaken you, but such as is common to man, and God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted, that's to do evil, beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you may be able to endure it. What is this saying? It's saying that I can't say, Lord, I was just overwhelmed. I couldn't help it. I just fell. Oh, no. He's saying as a Christ follower, no temptation, enticement to evil, will ever come your way or my way. He hasn't given us the capacity to turn away from and to resist. So it comes right back on you and me. It's a matter of the flesh and the will and the will and the flesh. And the flesh is ever among us. We're not above anything, any of us. So we pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Be our deliverer. Deliver us from evil. But what if evil's already has you? You say, you know, I want to be delivered, but I'm already in the middle of evil, and I know it. How do I get out of the trap? I've already made the wrong choice. What do I do? What do I do? What is the way? What is the way we move out of this trap? What are the steps we have to take? That's what we want to know. First of all, we have to be willing. A lot of us say, boy, I'd sure like to stop that. I'd sure like to quit that. I'd sure like to start this. We have to be willing. Are we really willing? Remember the man who was by the pool of Bethesda? He'd been there all those years, and he said, every time the water puffs up so I can be healed, I don't have anybody to take me, and I've been here all these years. And Jesus, first thing he asked him, do you really want to be healed? That's what he asked. Do you really want to get out of the trap of evil that you're in, whatever the form it may be? That's the first thing you have to say, yes, I'm willing. Then you have to name the trap, the evil that you're in. Name it. It may not be what you think. Name what it is. Then you have to say it. James 5, confess our sins to God and confess our sins to one another. See? That brings in another God-fearing person to help you with this. And then you, what do? You trade it off. You trade it off. Here I am caught in the evil, and you know, and I want to get out, and I name what it is, and I confess it to God, I confess it to someone else, but now I have to trade it for something else. There has to be something higher and above and sweeter and more appealing in that evil that has caught us. Even after we've dealt with God and we've worked through it, that overshadows, that is sweeter and has more passion and draws us to it. I mean, when I was a guy, I didn't have all these machines. You know, we have now on an iPad, we pay Ant Smasher. Is that it, Joby? Ant Smasher. Oh, you know about Ant Smasher? It's a crazy game. Well, the kids just, my grandkid, and I'm there. And that's about all I can do. But when I was a kid, we played marbles. How many of you guys played marbles? Lift your hand. The girls, you did, don't tell me about it. we played marbles. I mean, kids, they didn't know about playing marbles. That's all we had. I went on to school. I played marbles. Man, we played, you know, every kind of marbles. Well, we played for keeps or not, I'm not going to tell. But anyway, we played marbles until my dad went and put a basketball goal on the side of a tree. Marbles was, pew, no more marbles. It's basketball. See, a higher something. So really this prayer is a prayer for protection and how we need protection, all of us. And how many times you and I are protected. Only when we get to heaven will we know how many times the guardian angel that is over every Christian's life has called and said, send down a troop. We got to get her out of this. We've got to bail him out of this. How many times we have been protected by angels we didn't even know it. So it's a prayer, Lord, lead us not into testing we can't handle, but deliver us from evil with a higher call. It's a prayer for protection. Protect us. Protect us. And then there is that benediction, which is a doxology. For thine is the kingdom. By the way, the word F-O-R, maybe the most important word in the prayer. How can that be? It says, for thine is the kingdom. For thine is the glory and the power forever. So we got two doors here. Two doors that we enter at the end of this prayer. It's mine is the kingdom or thine is the kingdom. And this is a moment of decision as we pray through this prayer. We have decided it's my kingdom or his kingdom. Thine or mine. Let me show you something. And let me ask you a question. Can you say today, the little kingdom of my life whatever size it might be, is thy kingdom? Really? Have you and I relinquished control and of our little kingdoms? Is my kingdom really totally his kingdom? Huh? Which door? And what about whatever power you have in your life or power I have in my life? Is it my power still, or is it his power? Thine or mine? Is all of your life and my life, really, whatever area it is all about his kingdom, how he would have us to operate and live and to move and to use everything we have? Is it really his kingdom, or do I still claim it as my kingdom? And what about any power of influence we have with anybody, anywhere, any place? Is it really, I still have that power, or have I relinquished all that power and say, it's thine? What about the glory, you know, that comes, man, you know, good job, well done. What about that glory? What about any applause, any words of appreciation? Have we all relinquished that and said, no, it's his kingdom, and it's his power, and it's his glory forever? Which door have we walked? For thine is the kingdom. Can we really say that? For thine is the power. We give it all to him. Can we really pray that? Thine is the glory forever. Is that real to you and me? You say, well, how can this happen? I mean, I'm human. I've got a life. I've got desires. I've got things to do and in my kingdom, and I want a little glory, and I want to use it. I mean, how does it happen that truly the whole kingdom is his and the whole power around us is his and the whole glory? How does that happen? Let me tell you how it happens. Remember when Jesus said, if any person would follow me, what do you have to do? Take up your cross every day and follow me. What does it mean? We've heard that verse. A lot of us have been churchanity folks for so long. What does that mean? To take up your cross. Listen, you see anybody taking up a cross, anybody on a cross, you can be sure of two things. They are dying, or they're already dead. Nobody's cut them down, right? If you're on a cross, you're dying, or you've already died and just nobody's taking you down yet. This is what Paul was saying. He said, I was crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. I'm not really living. It's Christ who lives in me. Paul was saying, it is his kingdom. It is his power and his glory. I have crucified myself. It all is his. That's how we can pray this doxology, this benediction, is to be crucified every day. Let me tell you something, and I'm a long way from it, but I'm moving in this direction. If you and I crucify our lives every day, part of our lives every day, if we die to ourselves every day, guess what? On the day that you and I die, we won't have anything to do. Did you get that? If you and I crucify this ego, this megalomaniac that's in all of us in different ways, and we truly go in the door that says, thine is the kingdom, and thine is the power, and thine is the glory, and we die to self every day, on the day that we die, we don't have anything else to do. We've got a life that is full of meaning and relevance and freedom and liberty and joy, because old number one is constantly dying, and we're letting the Lord Jesus Christ be number one in every realm of our lives. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And if we just crucify old self every day, man, we'll be able to pray Thine is the kingdom. Thine is the power. Thine is the glory forever. And when we can pray like that, you and I will have a life that's really worth living.
That was Dr. Ed Young with his message today entitled Temptation. And Dr. Young joins me here in the studio today. Is it true, Dr. Young, that Christ can relate to every temptation we face?
That's what the Bible teaches us, that Jesus Christ was tempted in every aspect of life as we have been tempted. Therefore, when we have Christ in our life and we put on the whole armor of life, we are shielded and we are defended against temptation. Doesn't mean we're not tempted. It doesn't mean sometimes we don't fall, but we fall when we forget that he that is within you and within me is greater than he that is within the world. In other words, we have the strength in Christ as he is in our life, our Lord and our Savior, to resist whatever menu that Satan would serve before us. Therefore, we pray, lead us not into temptation. And it doesn't mean lead us not into a time of tempting. God doesn't tempt us, but he does test us. I think we need that distinctive as well. To answer the question simply and succinctly, absolutely. He gives his followers the ability to say no to all temptations.
Well, Dr. Young, what do you do when you're tempted to think of your life as your kingdom instead of God's?
Unfortunately, it happens far, far too often. And when we pursue that, you know, my life belongs to me and I'm going to do my own thing, with me, I keep bumping up into situations that remind me. It may be a word from a person. It may be something I didn't expect. I may read something, see something, and I remember who I am in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we remember who we are in Christ, it's amazing how that helps us to walk successfully through this life. When I was a boy, my mom and dad would tell my brother and myself over and over again, when we would leave and go somewhere, wherever it was, you know, sometimes just for an evening or with some friends, they'd say, Edwin, remember who you are. Remember who you are. And when I remember who I am, that helps immeasurably in times of testing and times of temptation. I can't tell you how many times I would have said the wrong thing, went in the wrong direction, fought of the wrong crowd, got involved in something I should not have been involved in until, bang, there's a little flash there and say, remember who you are. Not as a pastor or anything like that, but as a Jesus follower, as a man in Christ. So I just have to remember who I am in Christ, and that helps me just tremendously to make my way along the way of life.
Thank you, Dr. Young. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's message has been a source of encouragement for you, and we'd love the chance to help you deepen your walk with Christ by sending you Dr. Young's four message CD series called Know the Bible in the Beginning. Many of us have loved God passionately with our hearts, just as we loved him with our lifestyles or our souls, but we've allowed our minds to rest, and in doing so, we have forgotten the Bible. Dr. Young's four-message series, Know the Bible in the Beginning, will help you tap into the riches of your relationship with Christ by engaging with his truth, heart, soul, and mind. We're excited to send you a copy of Know the Bible in the Beginning as thanks for your gift to help keep this program strong, encouraging you and people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and request your copy. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Listen in tomorrow as Dr. Young shares proven truth from God's Word about how to secure every promise God has for you.